Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Bought by the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Jill, and I'm going to share my story with you. This first episode is just going to be an outline of my journey through being trafficked, kind of how I got there and what's happened afterwards before we get into the nitty-gritty details. And I think it's going to be exciting. I'm glad you're here. I can't wait to tell you more. As always, before we get into every episode, I want to insert a clear content warning. Some of the topics that we can discuss are considered disturbing or triggering, and I want you to please consider this before listening any further. Some of the topics covered can be physical, mental, and sexual abuse, violence, human trafficking, and drug use. So my name is Jill. I am 30 years old, and I live in the United States. I was trafficked from 2016 to 2018. Although I met my trafficker online in 2015, there was about a 3.5 month grooming period before I actually left to meet my trafficker in person. I decided to do a podcast because I think that being heard will help me heal a little bit. And I think that sharing my story could not only prevent another woman from making the same mistake that I did, but possibly help someone who's already in that situation get out. I'm really excited to share this with you. I think it's important to mention that due to certain legal situations, there are parts of my past that I'm not going to be able to cover, but I promise they won't affect the story. Throughout this podcast, I'm going to be referring to my trafficker as Jack, to allow him to remain anonymous. I met Jack at the beginning of October of 2015 on a video chatting app. It's not a live video chatting app. You actually pre-record the videos. You can send up to 5 minutes in length, and you can connect with strangers from all across the world. At the time, I was severely vulnerable. I was living in a shelter. I had a child. I was really at what I felt like was rock bottom. At the time that I met Jack, I was 24 years old. I think that's an important point to mention just because a lot of times it's assumed that human trafficking only happens to children or young teenagers or people who get stuffed in trunks at Walmart. And that's just not always the case. The internet has changed how things like this happen. After convincing me to find a babysitter for my son so that I could come see him, he convinced me to sign my son over to a guardian who is now fighting me in court to try and keep my son. He sold me and brainwashed me for 3 years. I think another important part of this outline is that I left multiple times before I left for good. There were a couple times I was states away with thousands of dollars, and he sweet-talked me into coming back, or he threatened me into coming back, whichever one it was that time. As soon as I got out in 2018, I moved around for quite a while. I was trying to run and stay hidden. I didn't know if he was going to be looking for me or not. After I got out of the trafficking, I lived a lot like I did while I was in the trafficking because I didn't know how to function as a normal person anymore. All I knew was to use my body to get what I needed. That's how I got apartments and things. I did get a job for a while, but I woke up every day not remembering what I was supposed to do with myself. Like, what do normal people do when they get up in the morning? Like, I had spent so many years sitting and waiting for my next customer. The adjustment period was rough, but I made it through. I found myself planted where I am now in 2019, and I've really thrived here. I found a community that serves me very well, somewhere that I'm able to get plugged in, and I have a therapist that I speak to on a regular basis. I've done a lot of healing. I got pregnant with my second child in March of 2019, and I gave birth to him towards the end. This is basically just going to be the modern day version of Jack and Jill. Show you exactly what happens when you blindly follow a man up a hill and surely come tumbling down after. I'm so glad you all were able to join me for this first episode of my new podcast. I know it's short and sweet, there's not a whole lot of details, but I think we're all well prepared now that next time I can jump into the story and we all know what we're talking about. Have a great week, and I will see you next Saturday.